Neshama Lechem Sveda's friends, the shir should be a special schus. Ramar Ras Shichli Nishmas, Moras Esther, Ras of Shmuel. And we're going to be discussing the Mishnah in Meseches Yuma, in the Flamet Ches. It says that the Ben Kamser didn't want to learn the Maisak Sav. Rashi there explains that the Umus of Kamser was that he would take four pens, put them in between his fingers, and he'd write the Arba Oisiris of Hashem Ke'echod. Ubepshutoi, this is a Maila B'Ksivas Hashem. Because the Shemois are Miskachim, the names become holy, and when you first write the first letters, the first letters already become holy when you're writing it L'Shem Hashem, and the last letters haven't been written yet, and Ein Hashem Shalom. So it turns out then that their Oisiyos Kedoshes B'Kedushas Hashem, when the Shem itself has not yet been written. And therefore, if you can write it all at once, there's a huge Maila. And this was known to Ben Kamsa, and he didn't want to teach it to others, and therefore Chazal were Meganehim. He said it's a terrible thing that he did, because he should have taught it to others. In this way, you're not going to have shemois that are oisios that are holy without the whole shame being written. In the Sefer Likutei Yehuda and Yom Kippur of the Admor Baal Imrei Emes Migur, Tzien Bezeh L'Divrei HaMeseches Sofrim B'Perek Hei Halacha Vav, She'akosei Bez Hashem, that if somebody writes Shem Hashem, even if it's a melech, Shal B'Shloimai, Lo Yafsik, because we require that mitchilas ksivas Hashem ad gamroi, there should be no hafsaka, and therefore there's a maila if it's all written bevas achas. In the tshuvas ginas vrodim, in klal beis simen yud, he brings the sefer matzas shimurim in Hilchos Tefillin, who writes the name of Zohar Kadosh, that he have to be mafsik in between each letter, kama pe'amim, and this is very difficult because in our Mishnah we see the hedya that there's a maila when you write the shem bevas achas. So kol shekein she'ein roi lahafsik b'ksivas Hashem. In the tshuvas maharif of Rav Yaakov Paraji, he writes that what the Zohar HaKadosh means is that you should be kosevas Hashem kesidron, and you shouldn't be makdim the second ois to the first ois, v'chein al zeh aderech, because being makdim one ois to the other causes a kilkul based on the Soid, based on the secret Torah. But Behein Emes Vada, if a person can write it Bevas Achas, it's better. And only if he writes it Beze Achal Ze Tzarechu Lichtoiv Kiseder. So he doesn't learn Pshat and Zoya that you have to Dafka be Mafsik. He just learns not to be Macked in one Os to the other. Make sure to write it Kiseder, and if you keep it, if you can do it all Bevas Achas, Odif, it's better. The Emes Ben Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin, he asks, why do you write the Shem Kesidoi? If you write a Kesidoi, there's a Mechikas Hashem, because you're Moichek the Yud and then the He. Because what happens? You write the Yud, and then you write the He, and then you write the Vav. When you write the Vav, you're erasing the name. There is no name Yud, and then a He, and then a Vav. So you're erasing the Shem Yud, and then a He. So that's no good. You can't erase the name. Writing the third letter would be a sort of erasure. So, therefore, it's odif, it's better to write it all bevas achas. So the Minchas Chinuch says that even though this is a moichek amanas lichtoiv, but lechatchil it's osur to add this vav because it messes up the name. And the Chachamim should have been mitakein shiyichtavu shaloi kesidlan, in order that there shouldn't be a mechika. Why don't they make a takana do it shaloi kesidlan? And this way you're not going to ever have Shem Hashem being erased when you add a letter. So he proves from here that you dafka have to write the Shem kesidlan, and therefore it's considered yefshur b'inyan acher, and it's mutter since it's makalkal amanas l'takein, u'kshiyeftu efshur b'inyan acher shali. If you can't do it in any other way, it's mutter. So now the Minchas Chinuch writes that was the gnus of Ben Kamsa. that if he would teach this umnas, so the doyrois, they could write without a chash mechika, but they could all write it with basachas. And this is a din that you need it. Could be dafka kisidron, and the basachas is considered kisidron. And Ben Kamtzer should have taught that, so that it isn't, so that the doyrois, there isn't this terrible kilkul of us having to erase amanas letaking. So that's what you have to do. But it's better to write it with basachas. That if you require kisidron, then how is it mutter to do it b'vas achas? You can't do it mamish at exactly the same second, and maybe you're going to write the second ice before the first. Like, we're going to have Ram writes in a different context that yevshal etzamtzem. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that Yevshel Tzamtzem is a suffik, like Tosin B'chorus writes. So it's a sveik sveika. Because maybe he was mitzamtzem, maybe he did write them all simultaneously. And if he wasn't mitzamtzem, so maybe he was makdim the mukdam. In other words, maybe he wrote the earlier letter first. So you have a sveik sveika. And therefore it's kasher, but it's dvarim tzrichim iyun. Because even if we say that it's kasher al sveik sveika, why do we put ourselves in a case of suffik? Why don't you just write it one after the next? He writes it's odif that way. You write it b'vas achas. Write b'vas achas, you're putting yourself in the world of sveik sveika. Why put yourself in the world of sveik sveika? Just write kipshutai, that you should write one after the next, and then you won't have to go into the sveik sveika world. But when you add a letter such that beforehand you would be reading the shame, and by adding a letter you're not reading the shame, this is considered mechikas Hashem. Beforehand there was a shame, a yud, and then a hey, and then you added the vav, so that shares everything. That makes it that it's not considered a proper name. That's a type of mechika. It's a big chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, which not everybody agrees to. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas Kama Siman Ayin Kosav Lodun B'Sefer Torah Shenimtza Chasel Boy HaTevois El Yosef. And it was written Vayomer Yaakov Kel Shakai. And it didn't say Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shakai. And the shayl is mistapik if you should be moichik, ezet tevois mikoidem, velichtoiv vayoymer Yaakov el Yosef. The man leimalan the shachach asofer lichtoiv el Yosef. Dilma kosav vayoymer Yaakov el, and the shachach lichtoiv Yosef. In other words, when it says in the pasuk vayoymer Yaakov, Kel Shakai, what is this Kel, this Aleph and then a Lamed? Is this Aleph and then a Lamed, was the Kavana of the Sofer for Aleph Lamed El to Yosef, and he just ended up forgetting after Kel, after El, he wrote Shakai? Maybe that was his mistake, or was his mistake that he Legamre forgot the El Yosef, and when he wrote the Aleph Lamed, his Kavana was L'Shem Shamayim, his Kavana was to write Shem Hashem. So maybe there's a tzad to erase it, because maybe the Kel is really El, and its Kavanah was El Yosef, so therefore you can erase it, and write El Yosef, and then write Kel Shakai, and it's not going to be erasing God's name, because anyway the original El was not God's name. The Rabbi Akiva Egil Kotzav Lodun Mitzad Acher Sheyochol Litlois Bein Hashitim Shel HaKel L'Shakai HaTevus Yosef Kel. In other words, Vayomer Yaakov El, so in between the lines of El, you write Yosef, and then Kel, and then he should be miskaving the Kadesh Sakel B'Kedushas Hashem, and it turns out that the Sefer Torah is kosher, because now you have the Aleph and the Lamed is read El Yosef. And even if it was written originally the Shem Hashem, it doesn't shter us because it's not a Yerida. It's only an Aliyah in the Kedusha, so that's Peseder. And then Vayter, when he writes Kel Shakai, that has Kedusha Hashem, like it's supposed to. Then everything is cool. And Rabbi Kibeger says, you're not allowed to do this. Because Al Tzachin is carving the Kaddish as Sefer Kel. So let's say the Sefer originally meant, when he wrote the Aleph and the Lamed, he meant Kel, he meant God's name. Then when he puts in Yosef, so he's being Moichek as Hashem. Because when he writes Yosef Kel, and you read the Kel as El, now you're not going to be reading Al Kedushas Hashem anymore. So it's Yerida. It was written by Kedushas Hashem, and now it's being read without Kedushas Hashem. And that's Yerida on the word. You're not allowed to do that. Because now you're going to be reading it El Yosef, and not as it originally was written, as Shem Hashem. V'richiach svarosoi, mitivrei halavush, b'yoyredeya, b'simen reish ayin beiz, who writes that if the Sefer comes to write Yehuda, and he's a shogeg, and he doesn't write the Ois Dalid, and now you have Shem Hashem, Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey, you're allowed to be Toila the Dalid after the Ois Vav, because this word doesn't have Kedushas Hashem, because it wasn't Miskavin the Kedushas Hashem. So it's Mashma, that if originally was Miskavin the Kedushas Hashem, that was his Kavana, you're now allowed to add an Ois Dalid. Why? Because it's a mechika. That dalet would be mechika. It's only beseder because originally he didn't have kavana to be mekadesh the shem. If he had kavana to be mekadesh the shem, he now allowed to be meyrid the shem. And here also, if he originally had kavana to be mekadesh the aleph and the lamed, and then he writes Yosef, so he's meyrid in the akedusha. Tavot tov. Sefer Zikaron Ner LeEchod is an excellent sefer, and with different collection of articles from Gedolei V'Gaonei Rabbanei Yisrael. So on page 156, the Kosev there writes, and this is all brought in the Sefer Arugas HaBoisan and Yuma. So the Kosev there writes that in Shabbos and Daf Kufchof Omid Beis, it says that Goroma is Mutter B'Mechikas Hashem. We learned this from Asasikin Hashem Lekechem. Asiyah is also Goroma is Muteres, and if so, where your toilet tevas Yosef El, there's a tevas Kel, nikres El, there's no Isser at all, it's just Groma. So how are you moichek the shame? You're going to be, you're saying, Rabbi Kiva Egel is saying, he's moichek the shame. So Taina is the Kosev, Rabbi Avraham Yaakov Kohen, in the Sefer Ner LeEchod. It's not moichek as Hashem, beferush, it's not beofen yashir, it's not direct, it's only beofen shel Groma. Putting in an El Yosef, putting in a Yosef, and then a Kel above that, so that would, you're right, by Groma, the Shem Hashem would turn into an El, not Shem Hashem, but that's only a Groma of Mechika, and therefore there's no Isser at all. And it's not similar to what the Levush writes, that there you're Meshana, but Guf HaTeva Atzma, Shishina HaTeva Mikodesh L'chol, there your mom is changing the word. So if it would originally have had Yud and then a Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey, if originally it would have had Kavan to be Mekadish the Shem and then he would have stuck in the Dalit, that would have been no good because you're changing it Mamish directly. But here it's not direct. You're not changing the Gufa Ois, the Gufa Teva. You're not changing the word itself. Here you're just changing the next word and therefore it's read differently, it's understood differently. So that's only considered Grama. So it would appear muchoch midivrei Rabbi Akiva Eger that he holds that even though there's a kedusha lichtav, the ikar cheftz of the ksav is not what he writes, but that it's nikra kiksivasa. If they call it smusa shel ksav, shei deksiva ikar kriya. And therefore, if you change the way it's going to be read, that's a Yerida, that's your Mishana b'cheftza shel aksav, and it's not considered groma. Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't hold that it's groma, as the Meir and Rabbi Akiva, the one who comment and question Rabbi Akiva wants the tiny, he says it's only groma. Kivegrol is not groma, because if you're going to be changing the way the word is going to be read, then that's considered a direct hit. In other words, you don't have to change the word itself, like the Levush talks about. Even if you change the next word, and now this previous word is going to be read differently, that is a change in the Iker word, because the Ksav is for Kriya. And if it's not going to be read as Shem Hashem, now it's going to be read not as Shem Hashem, so that's considered Mechikas Hashem. So in the Melitz Pashut, that if he adds the words Yosef El, and he's Mevatel, Yosef, and then Kel, and then he's Mevatel, the Kriya of Kel, and he turns it into El, that's going to be Mevatel, the Kriya. And the Mela, that's not considered Groma, that's considered a direct change. So those are some thoughts on this fascinating topic. And Moira Vrabosai, I just want to tell you, there's a sefer, Tziyunim L'Toyro, of Moireinu V'Rabbeinu HaGoyin HaGodol, HaMufla V'Amukla V'Amufla Rav Yosef Engel Zecher Tzadik L'Vrocha, in Klal Lamed Hei, where he has a groisa arichus in the Zach over here that we're talking about, so you can look there. There's a lot of read about this in the Dovev Meshavim, in the first and third volumes he has tshuva about this, and it's a lot of talk. And in Mirtza Hashem, hopefully we will revisit this issue, because it's incredibly fascinating. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest friends, B'li Neder, we shall return. B'li Neder.